Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05. It is September the 5th. It's Labor Day, and we are here laboring. That's right. We're here laboring, and I expect Chat Pack to labor a little bit on their computers this morning. Phone numbers here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, where you can also hop into the Chat Pack and say hello. And we're doing it today with Sans Guest. That's right, Sans Guest. That we are, you know, it's Labor Day, and we thought, let's just take today off. It's Labor Day, but then we figured, nah, let's just come on in, you know, give Bad Bob something to do since Brenda, his bride, is Bad Bob's bride, Brenda, is having to work today.
Yes, she is. Call this a labor of love.
Which it certainly has been.
Well, thank you.
Great. That's good. Then we don't have to pay him today.
For both of you, actually. I mean, Brenda being...
Wait a minute.
Well, Brenda being a meteorologist and with what's going on with our weather system and everything, I'm sure her world is quite active right now.
Well, we're going to talk about fires and things like that. We're going to talk about everything that's going on all over the world. United States, of course. Our region. And then we're going to also try to turn off the computer. That Bob just turned on.
Today's just one of those days. Hey, hang with us. We love it.
That's really hard to figure out there, huh, Bob? You turn that thing off.
Has a mind of its own this morning.
Good morning, Angel. Welcome aboard.
Welcome aboard. We are here. Good morning. And I didn't get an introduction.
Well, I was trying to, but you were busy laughing and pushing.
Well, they heard us smooching before we even started.
Well, hey.
The mics were up.
Speaking of smooching and mics are up, here's Linda.
I had to laugh because that's how
you turn mic on all the time.
You know what? That's a really nice way to start the day. I mean, it's just, we're going to give you a little history on what is Labor Day. I mean, for some of us, it's the big sale over the weekend, correct? But let's first of all start off with the Labor Day weather. It's going to be hot today with 96 and mostly clear tonight with a low of 63. Course, we're going to have a forecast this week. We are going to be getting into triple digits. But tomorrow, the forecast calls for about 99. Wednesday's the big hot day. We're going to be reaching the triple digit temperature. So actually, I feel relieved because we have been able to so far get through without totally sweltering heat.
Totally sweltering.
Getting a break at night.
Well, you know what? I think today too. I think everything is shut down. In fact, let's give it a really quick of what shut down.
Well, today, of course, all state, county, federal, and city offices are going to be closed. Banks, schools, and post offices will also be closed. And if you put your garbage cans out, they're going to be a day late to pick those up. So, I know we put ours out knowing that it's going to be tomorrow, just because. Yeah, it's a habit. So
I don't expect Wells Fargo to call us this morning either.
Well, let me give you a little history on Labor Day. The first big Labor Day in the United States was observed on September 5th, 1882, by the Central Labor Union of New York. It was first proposed by Peter J. McGuire of the American Federation of Labor in May 1882. Oregon was the first state to make it a holiday in 1887. So by the time it became a federal holiday in 1894, 30 states officially celebrated Labor Day. Following the deaths of numbers of workers at the hands of U.S. military and U.S. marshals during the Pullman strike, President Grover Cleveland reconciled with the labor movement. Fearing further conflict, legislation making Labor Day a national holiday was rushed through Congress unanimously and signed into law a mere 6 days after the end of the strike. The September date, originally chosen by the CLU of New York and observed by many of the nation's trade unions for the past several years, was selected rather than more widespread International Workers' Day because Cleveland was concerned that observance of the latter would stir up negative emotions linked to the Haymarket Affair, which it had been observed to commemorate. All of U.S. states, the District of Columbia, and the territories have made it a statutory holiday. Now, here's the part that we always seem to talk about. Traditionally, Labor Day is celebrated by most Americans as the symbolic end of the summer. Did you know that, Bob?
I did know that, yes.
In high society, because here's that always thing about, when do you wear white? I'm saying in California, because I remember when I lived in the South, I wore white at a certain time. They said, you know, that's just not proper.
Oh, yeah, Easter to Labor Day. Yeah.
Are you kidding me? I said, I'm from California. White is good anytime. So Labor Day in high society is or was, according to Wikipedia, considered the last day of the year when it is fashionable for women to wear white. In U.S. sports, Labor Day marks the beginning of the NFL and college football seasons. NCAA teams usually play the first games that week before Labor Day, with the NFL traditionally playing the first game the Thursday following Labor Day. And, of course, the Southern 500 NASCAR auto race was held that day from 1950 to 1983, for all you NASCAR fans. Indianapolis, the National Hot Rod Association, holds their final to the U.S. National Drag Race. In the U.S., most schools, districts have started summer vacation in early to mid-June, will resume school near this day, which, of course, didn't happen here, while schools that had summer beginning near Memorial Day have been already in session for about 3 weeks. So hopefully you learned some things about all things Labor Day on that day. We're going to take a break here, and coming back, we've got a lot of stuff to discover, just to talk about and take your calls and your emails here. Carla Linda Bott, welcome to you on this Labor Day. We are live. No, we came in today. We didn't want to do a pre-recorded show for you. We thought, you know what? We're here. Let's get
it's
here.
Labor Day. Let's labor.
All right. 7:12 in the morning. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460. Lately, honey, you can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound, funny, but it's still rock and roll.
Wind River Casino is Northern California's celebration destination. This is the place to book your next event. Book your event in July, August, or September and receive exclusive pricing on our savory barbecue buffet priced at $9.95 per person. The menu includes tasty fried chicken, barbecued baby back ribs, mashed potatoes, baked beans, coleslaw, and mouth-watering watermelon. Meetings on the river, gatherings on the river, giving back on the river, evening parties on the river. Host your event at Wind River Casino. You take the glory, we handle the stress. Whether you're hosting a soiree, meeting, charity event, conference, or planning a wedding, let Wind River Casino cater your event and make arrangements to suit your needs. Take advantage of this special $9.95 barbecue buffet pricing now. For more information on our summer barbecue buffet special, contact group sales at 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. Price does not reflect tax and gratuity. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Hi, it's Bob Belongi, owner of Belongi Entertainment Enterprises and co-host of Boomer Tech Radio. Remember those old-style camcorders? Yeah, they were big and bulky, but they were so great for capturing memories of vacations, birthdays, weddings, school sports, and other memories. Now, there's just one problem. It's getting harder and harder to find something to play those tapes on, and forget about making a good copy that you can share with family and friends. And not only that, your tapes are dying. The more time that goes by, the harder it will be to save those memories for the future. Belongi Entertainment Enterprises can convert your old VHS videos, audio cassettes, reel-to-reel tapes, and records to DVD and compact discs that are easy to back up, easy to duplicate, and will last for decades when properly stored. Save those memories. Call Belongi Entertainment Enterprises at 223-3515. That's 223-3515.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. ADHD is one of the most common childhood disorders and can continue through adolescence and adulthood. Individuals with ADHD suffer with a neurologically based motivation disorder. While they can focus on things they find interesting, they have difficulty motivating themselves to concentrate on things they find boring, like chores or homework. Individuals with ADHD are easily distracted, disorganized, forgetful, and inattentive. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
Every little thing gonna be all right. You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm with Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. 7:15 in the morning. It's September the 5th. It is Labor Day. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR 1460. So the chat room says, gosh, I thought you guys were going to be taped today. No, we're not taped. We're live. There's other stations that are taped. But, you know, our people like to come in here and get going. And, you know, we'll just we'll come in here and talk and chat. And this is open line. We don't have any guests today. And that was also on purpose. So
yeah, because we want to hear from you, too. I mean, we have a bunch of stuff to talk about.
We've given most of our people the day off here.
Yeah.
What, they didn't want to take it? No, we want to work. No. Get away. Stay away.
So thanks to both Bad Bob and...
And Just Bob. Okay, let's talk about...
Bob Martin, who does our news in the morning.
Okay, I'm going to...
Go ahead, shoot.
All right. According to the Treasury Inspector General audit, individuals who are not authorized to work in the United States were paid $4.2 billion in refundable credits. So that's right. Many individuals who are not authorized to work in the United States and thus not eligible to obtain a Social Security number for employment earn income in the United States. You know how they do this? And you've seen this before. I just didn't realize what it was. The Internal Revenue Service provides individuals an individual taxpayer ID number, a 10. That's not a Social Security number. That's a taxpayer ID number to facilitate their filing of tax returns. And although the law prohibits aliens residing without authorization in the United States, in other words, people here illegally, from receiving most federal public benefits, an increasing number of these individuals are filing tax returns claiming the additional child tax credit, a refundable tax credit intended for working families. Now, you may say, well, they've been working. Yeah, but they're here illegally. That's, you know, the point is, as they said, you know, everybody goes, well, wait a minute, they don't get any money. They pay taxes because they're using fake Social Security numbers. Now they've got a way to do it. And here's the big thing. This comes out of the Washington Post. The tax forms can't even ask, hey, are you a citizen? Are you here legally? It's not on the tax forms, and they can't ask them this. So the investigation's going on. Well, wait a minute. We're paying out billions and billions, and it's getting to be more every year, and we don't even ask if these people are here legally? And then you've got groups of people like the Neighborhood Economic Development Advocacy Project, getting back thousands for a dozen undocumented New Yorkers who overpaid. So he's been paying, but he's never got a refund. Gosh, I guess I was just doing it right. Hey, it really helped. We've been getting calls from people who said they've been filing taxes and they've never gotten a refund. Well, it's probably because they're using fake IDs and all this because they're here illegally. And here we go again. That's right. They're here illegally, but the state of California wants to make them feel welcome. And you do that by sending to Brown that part of the DREAM Act that says illegals can now get state funding for college scholarships. Even though they're here illegally, it makes no difference. Why don't you just pass a law that says meth users can get scholarship money to buy meth, to get federal funds to buy meth? They're doing it illegally. The people that are here illegally, they're now getting state funds when we have citizens of our state. You know, citizens of our state. Let's talk priorities. Does a citizen of our state who was born here, raised here, his parents have paid taxes their whole lives, they have been here legally, don't they get a priority over illegals? Shouldn't they? Shouldn't they get a priority? And then if you have money left after you've taken those nurses in their last year of school and they're having problems getting scholarship funds to finish up their nursing degree and they are citizens of our state and our country, shouldn't they get the money first? Does anybody see anything wrong with taking money that should go to citizens first and then giving it to illegals and letting them get first shot at it? If you have money left over, it's like anything. You take care of your home, your house, your people, then you give out to others. We have gotten so crazy here in this state, it makes no difference. Oh, no, there is no difference between legals and illegals. There is no difference. They just happened to be born in another country and came here across the river by boat. found a way in. It's okay. It's okay. They don't have to follow the rules because it is so tough back there. You know, we have to take care of them. Wrong. Got to take a break. This is Free Fire Radio.
Drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, Coachmaster, Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
At North Valley Bank, we're making home ownership easier than ever with more lenders and more home loan options. In addition to conventional fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, we now offer VA, USDA, FHA, HomePath, and jumbo loans. And now we're giving you the chance to win one of three $1,000 home improvement gift cards. Any residential mortgage loan funded between June 1 and December 31, 2011 will be automatically entered to win. Just go to NOVB.com and visit our online real estate loan center or any of our convenient locations to complete your pre-approval application. Don't miss out. Apply today online, in person, or call 530-226-2930. More choices, more service. No purchase or account necessary to enter or win. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. Need not be present to win. See official contest rules for more details. Offer ends December 31, 2011. North Valley Bank, equal housing lender.
It's coming. The Extreme Health Weekend. Saturday and Sunday, October 1st and 2nd, beginning at 9 a.m. both days. Including events like Zumba Fun for All. Put Reading on the map and beat the Guinness Book of World Records at 4 p.m. No experience needed. Admission just $10 for adults, 11 and younger free. Get your tickets online at ExtremeHealthWeekend.com. Watch or participate in weightlifting competition, CrossFit Throwdown, Power Lift Meet, Pump and Run, Bicycle Rides, including the 100-mile Century, the 60-mile Metric, or the 32-mile Short Ride. And a sock hop. Purchase all tickets now online at ExtremeHealthWeekend.com. Get access to the experts in the mini sports clinic, lacrosse, fly fishing, baseball, disc golf, rock climbing, fencing, yoga, golf, tennis, soccer. A $5 wristband gets you into all clinics of your choice. Just go to ExtremeHealthWeekend.com for clinic schedules and ticket purchases. Get in on the pasta bash by Mary's Pizza.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a foreign language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. We had some weird stuff. Let's talk about.
We're going to do weird stuff today.
We're gonna give you a couple weird stories, you guys, and to see if it to kind of light your fire. Okay.
Let's say goodbye to Indy and hello to Sungold.
Oh, bye, Indy. He's probably taking a nice walk today.
Why he's cool got up. Things to do. It's cool.
Oh well, you have a good day. And yes,
Angel's always
in. And we're thinking about you. Appreciate you coming in this morning. 7:24. That's currently 62 degrees. Here's some news of the weird today. Want to share that with you. The heavy hand of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service landed on 11-year-old Skylar Capo and her mom in June after an agent happened to spot Skylar holding a baby woodpecker in her hands at Lowe's Home Improvement Store in Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Uh-oh, I know it's coming.
Actually, Skylar had minutes before saved the woodpecker from the primed teeth of a house cat and was providing temporary TLC. Intending to release the bird when the trauma had passed, the agent then apparently was unimpressed, reciting a provision of the Migratory Bird Act. And 2 weeks later, another Fish and Wildlife agent knocked on Capel's door, accompanied by a Virginia State Trooper, and served Mrs. Capo a citation calling for a $535 fine. In August, Fish and Wildlife's officials relented, calling the agent's action a mistake.
Mistake. It's, you know what? It's a bureaucratic thug. You know what? What's, what color, what color costumes do they wear? Oh, it's brown, right? Brown shirts? You know, I, you know, here's the thing about it is, the Fish and Wildlife Commission, I've had friends that were, you know, in the ranger side, and it's a hard job. It can be a really dangerous job, and they do a lot of good. But you get out, and you get people like this little sawed-off runt that was up in this one place we were shooting, and he said, you cannot rest your rifle on the side of your truck. Not shooting from inside the truck. You're on land, off the road, through a gate, and if he says, in my estimate, if you rest your rifle on a truck, that means you're shooting from the truck. And I said, well, what about if you're on a, if you're towing a trailer. A trailer with your shooting table and all that, and you're shooting from that, that should be okay. Not if you're fastened to the truck.
If you're fastened to the truck,
if you're, you've got to cut, you've got to take it off the hitch. Otherwise, you are breaking the law. And I said, I said, you give tickets for that? He goes, if I see it, I will. And I said, so you're shooting these vermin. It's not like you're shooting deer or anything. You're shooting these little squirrels that the farmers, you know, come out with tears in their eyes because they're being killed out there by all these squirrels because you won't let them trap them and poison them and all these other things. So we come out to shoot, and yet we can't sit. We can't sit on a trailer and shoot. No. See, it's things like that that makes you lose respect for the, for those people right there that are enforcing the law. Because you talk to other rangers, and they'll go, "Oh, you know, that's a pretty tough way of looking at it," in their opinion. And so you get into things like this. I'm going to give you a $550 ticket because your daughter rescued a woodpecker
and was carrying it around in the store. Can you imagine the horrific feeling of the mother when she answered the door and saw these guys in uniforms of the state trooper? Oh, excuse me. You know, your daughter tried to save a woodpecker from your cat. You're going to cost you $535. I mean, just... Okay, here's another one. 32-year-old Luis Mijangos was sentenced to 6 years in prison this week by a U.S. District Court judge in California after pleading guilty to one count of computer hacking and one count of wiretaping in March. He's a resident of Santa Ana, California, worked as a freelance web designer and developer, earning about $52,000 a year, but also spent his days using malware to gain access to people's computers and extorting up to $3,000 a day from his victims.
And how did he do this?
Well, through SpyNet and Poison Ivy, through the programs, he was able to search computers for intimate or sexually explicit photos of the women using the computers, as well as watch the users of the computer through a webcam and listen through a built-in microphone.
That's right. See, so he did it from their he did it from his computer. And Bad Bob, jump into this one, because you've reached the limit of our ability right here. So what he did was he loaded software into their computer, which allowed him then to search through their files,
yes,
and see if there was any intimate pictures of the woman, yeah, and then also use a camera on them.
Sextortion.
Well, yeah, how can you do that?
We can talk about this after the break. Most computers come with a remote desktop troubleshooting purposes, and that can be misapplied.
Well, let's also talk about some other things that were misapplied through this person that is obviously being done by others. But we're going to take a break right now for Fox News.
That's right. When we come back, is your computer taking naked pictures of you?
Only if you're in front of it in such a case.
This is Free Fire Radio.
For
From the Fox Business Network, President Obama will be giving his highly anticipated jobs speech on Thursday. He originally wanted to make the address Wednesday night, but House Speaker John Boehner raised concerns about the timing. It would have happened at the same time as a GOP debate in California. But even with that hurdle out of the way, the speech now faces another conflict, the first game of the NFL season. The president says he'll lay out a series of bipartisan proposals that Congress can take up immediately. And investors will have a lot of economic data to consider this week. On Tuesday, the Federal Reserve puts out its Beige Book, which summarizes economic activity across the central bank's 12 regions. And ahead of that release, the Institute for Supply Management releases its monthly reading on the services sector. On Thursday, we'll get the weekly report on jobless claims. We'll also get a look at the country's trade deficit. It is expected to have narrowed to just over $50 billion in July. And with the Fox Business Report, I'm Lori Rothman.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
You want to go to Wind River, but you don't want to miss the game. We know that, and that's why we gave you the best of both worlds with our recently opened Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. Now, between bingo and blackjack, you can grab a bite and check out the game at Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. We've got everything you need to be the entertainment guru for your group, starting with the early bird happy hour from 8 to 10 a.m., afternoon happy hour from 4 to 6, and sports on TV all day long. Now, we didn't forget about the ladies. Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge has live music one weekend a month and a kicking DJ on all the other weekends. So while you're having a frosty cold one, she can boot, scoot, and boogie all night long. Don't worry, guys, you can still see the TVs from the dance floor. Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge is plush, comfortable, and classy, but not stuffy, so you can enjoy a great atmosphere and friendly people. After all, isn't that what you're here for? Perfect for your friends, your boss, your family, anyone who wants to enjoy a classic sports bar. Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge at Wind River. Log on to windriver.com.
Check us out on Facebook.
It's better on the river.
Everywhere around the world. If you're concerned about fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution, then join Elizabeth and Aaron on Sunday mornings for We the People, 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Our expert guests cover everything from private property rights to how our local government can impact your life. Don't miss out on the wealth of knowledge on We the People, brought to you by the Reading Tea Party. America.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. ADHD is one of the most common childhood disorders and can continue through adolescence and adulthood. Individuals with ADHD suffer with a neurologically based motivation disorder. While they can focus on things they find interesting, they have difficulty motivating themselves to concentrate on things they find boring, like chores or homework. Individuals with ADHD are easily distracted, disorganized, forgetful, and inattentive. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Good morning.
Welcome back.
Hey, you know what? We just found out we love our chat pack. You know, you guys are our blood. We love you. And
you
somehow
are the blood
over the weekend,
that keeps his heart beating, yes.
We heard, you know, one of our favorite chat packers was somehow something clicked. And there was no banning of our good friend there. No.
No, Sonny, you would never be banned.
Never.
You've never.
But you know what? If you can't get on the chat pack, you can always email me. I've got my email up. It's Linda at KCNR1460.com.
Also, the fact is I know probably how it happened is if somebody clicks, you know, writes their name in there, and then if they don't go over there with the, and we're getting our webmaster to fix that. We'll get you back on today. But the other thing is if somebody's not watching, they can hit it, and it'll come up and it'll say, ban this person. And if you're not paying attention and you hit it, you've just banned somebody.
I don't want that on there.
I've banned somebody before, but then I think you can unban them too, though. But that, again, was an accident. But, son, you would never be banned.
No.
Ever.
Oh, gosh.
Okay,
but still,
let's go back. Let's go back to what we were talking about.
This guy about the digital sextortion.
The remote desktop software, yeah.
Yeah. So how does he target people? Because he's obviously targeting women that he knows.
I would say he's probably getting business from, as a subcontractor, this is just a guess, to install antivirus software. You know, he's probably working, that's probably how the police tracked him down. And yeah, go ahead.
Well, I know I do. I have the rest of the story.
Sorry.
Okay.
Okay. So beyond the many attempts of sextortion, Miangos also installed keyloggers on the victim's accounts to steal credit card numbers to purchase various electronics and other items. Many of the victims involved in the case spoke out at the sentencing trial to stress the damage caused by the disturbing psychological games that he forced upon them. Before pleading guilty to the charges, Miangos told police that he was hired by husbands or boyfriends by the victims that were suspicious of cheating.
Ah, the plot thickens.
Okay. Yes. I could have started with the bottom and worked my way up.
He was hired by boyfriends?
So they knew the boyfriend. He was hired, and obviously because they knew it would be like a detective, but except for he was doing illegal things in order to find. There's something about a young girl that was sending explicit photos to her, and she was underage, to her boyfriend, and that was discovered as well.
Uh-huh. So it may have started out with all good intentions by parents, and then it ended up in this guy being a real sleaze. And
how much did he say?
$3,000 a day?
He was raking in, yes.
It didn't start out. He was a software.
I understand that, but what I'm saying is it could have started out in a type of thing that was, you know, it was a parent trying to find out what was going on with their child, and then he saw how this worked. But it ended up with him getting about $3,000 a day.
FBI experts in computer forensics estimated that he infected more than 100 computers used by over 230 people, 20% which were juveniles.
Mm. Well, gee, I hope they put him in jail for a while. And, you know, then he comes back out and he'll get in the same business again. He'll just learn how not to do it when he's in prison.
Well, this is where a little paranoia is a healthy thing. You can, in fact, and you need to go to a reputable company to have this done. There are several around town, whether you go to the Geek Squad or you could go to, say, Nerds on Call, someone like that. A reputable company. Don't have the friend of a cousin, of a buddy do this. And turn these functions off if you're not going to be using them on a regular basis. You can disable the webcam. You can turn off other functions of the computer and have a good firewall installed. Now, in this case, this guy wasn't able to hack in from a cold start. He got access through a human element.
Let me tell you what.
That's very typical.
Exactly. It said the malware, M-A-L-W-A-R-E, was disguised as links to video or music to hide remote access tools, again, such as Spynet and Poison Ivy.
Yes, that's a big danger on Facebook. You'll see, hey, look at you in this video, and a person will click on it, and you have to take that action of clicking on the link. Well, that will download a package into your computer. And I've said this on Boomer Tech a lot of times. You get an email, and you have, generally, it's a bad idea to click on any link inside an email. You get something from your bank saying your online access is compromised. Click here to re-log in. Well, you've just handed over your credit card and banking information to some guy in China or Russia or something. So
yeah, I never do that. Yeah. I never anything
call
like
your
that.
Bank directly.
Or anytime it says, oh, open this. Anything that's got something strange, if it's in my spam or if it's something I have no idea or it reads funny, boom, I know it's still taken. And if somebody comes back to me later and goes, well, I sent you an email, then I'll go, must have gone into my spam.
Or you know how we sometimes like to network people that we know. Say we were recommended this guy. He came to the house and wanted to install some things for us in our computer. Well, meanwhile, this guy is building a little bank of we always read each other's emails, so it's not like we're trying to do something for, but obviously the people that he caught were juveniles, parents had done it, boyfriends, husbands had done it, girls perhaps or young men have been sending pictures and emails and things that, so the extortion obviously was about I'm going to pay you so you don't put this out in public with my image or what I'm writing about. $3,000 a day the guy was making.
Yep, and it was all illegal.
Interesting that the Oxford Dictionary just added sexting to the list of words in our new lexicon.
Yeah, and it probably took out words like responsibility.
This is called sextortion.
Carl and Linda Bott. 7:41 in the morning. It's Labor Day, and we are laboring away here. I know that it just seems like we're having a good time, but, well, we are. This is Free Fire Radio.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank, smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Jets, and more Jets. The U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds roar into town to headline the Exchange Club of Reading's Air Show 2011 at the Reading Municipal Airport.
Saturday, September 24th and Sunday, September 25th.
The show features more Jets than ever before. In addition to the T-Birds, fans will thrill to aerial jet demos by an A-10, Canadian Forces F-18, and a T-33 shooting star. See Eddie Andrini in his P-51 Mustang. See Melissa Pemberton circling husband Rex as he flies in his wingsuit. Gates open at 8 a.m. Adults $10 presale, $16 at the gate. Children 11 and under, general admission free. General admission tickets on sale at Rayleigh's locations in Reading, Red Bluff, and Chico. Flight deck tickets available at www.readingairshow.org. That's www.readingairshow.org. Sponsors include KLXR AM 1230, KCNR AM 1460, ArcSign Engineering, MD Imaging, Wind River Casino, CGI Technical Services.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
Michelle Martin Strebe, marketing manager with the Record Searchlight. Didn't I see you recently, Michelle?
You've seen me quite a few times. I bought the car last year. It's a used car, but it definitely had some front end problems. I took it into Cars. The mechanic went through every problem. They kept me safe, and the car is fixed. You guys were a dream to work with.
How did you happen to come into Cars in the first place?
Well, I had met the owner, Barb White, years ago when I first moved to Reading. The shop is real close to the Record Searchlight. The concierge service, I have to say, is one reason I use Cars so much. It's very handy, and I don't have to inconvenience everybody else in my family to run me around town.
Have you referred any of your friends or your co-workers there at the Record Searchlight or any of your family into Cars?
I'm bragging about the last thing I had done, which was the detailing. You guys are just like a one-stop shop for me. It's wonderful.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Our sponsors support us. We hope you'll support them. Tell them you heard it on KCNR 1460. The hotline is open on KCNR 1460. 530-605-4567.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. We are live here on Labor Day. Wow. Okay, you guys. So I've got we got calls into the webmaster, and we're trying to fix this right now. Something's going on with weekend. Somebody clicked something.
I know how it happened, and I just got off the phone with the webmaster. Said bring people back up. But the other thing is to make it harder so somebody on the weekend or me can't accidentally ban people. It's anyway. Here's this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, I can't say enough about Tobacco and Brew. Espresso Joe's just the greatest place to go to. It's got not only great coffee, and you can buy a pound of exotic and fabulous beans there for the same price you're buying, you know, for 12 ounces other places. It's got great drinks for the afternoon, cool drinks. The people there are very friendly, and of course, finest walk-in humidor in the state, and a community room for people to use. That's right. At Tobacco and Brew, and Joe and Shelley do so much for our veterans, so much for our community. In fact, veterans get a discount there. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hey, let's go to Mac.
Welcome to the program. Morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, how are you?
Good. We're heading up to Anselmo's to do some work on Labor Day, and it's so nice driving around Reading with no traffic. I just wanted to say good morning.
Well, good morning. What are you working on?
We're going to go up there and put some color in for Revere's and chicken and just have the place looking good.
Oh, that's good. So it's going to be what? You're going to try and get it in early this morning, huh?
Yeah, you bet, and get half the day off. How are you guys doing? All
right? We're good. We miss you guys. We haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, I know. We just, spending 3 days a week up there. We go up there maybe once a month for dinner, but haven't seen you guys in a while either. I just wanted to say good morning on Labor Day.
Well, you know, nice to know that other people are out there, too.
Yeah, but you know.
You must have a small business or work for yourself.
Yes, I do.
And not a government employee.
No, sir, not a state employee either.
Well, of course, we're talking to Mac, who's the definite to all the grounds when you drive up to Anselmo Vineyards and you see the beautiful grounds. The man that you're hearing the voice right now is responsible. He and his wife, they do such a beautiful job. So committed, and it's such a family atmosphere in that, you know, you've been there since the onset of creating this beautiful setting at Anselmo Vineyards.
Well, Linda, thank you very much for that. I didn't call for a free advertisement, and Cindy's sitting here right next to me. And
morning,
said,
Cindy.
Yeah, you're committed, all right.
Well, you know what? We appreciate the phone call, and we appreciate what you, you know, the beauty that you produce.
Okay, thank you, guys.
All right.
We'll see you up there soon.
You're right. All right. Last time I saw Cindy was we were standing in front of at Trader Joe's at the Chardonnay aisle trying to figure out, talking about how great the wine was in Anselmo. But we're here right now, so we got to figure out which one we're going to, you know, use for the weekend. So love and hugs to you, Cindy.
Okay. All right. Now, let's go into, Mayor Bloomberg of New York is in an outrage. You might say he's on a rampage. It seems, you know, that in the last over 24 hours, 24 New Yorkers were hit by gunfire, one fatally. 24 New Yorkers in 24 hours. And Mayor Bloomberg called the bloody stretch unconscionable and demanded action from Washington. We can't tolerate this, Bloomberg said. There are just too many guns on the street, and we have to do something about it. Now, the next sentence says, New York has the toughest gun laws in the country. But Bloomberg said that's not enough. We need the federal government to step up. Now, he is also the co-chair of Mayors Against Illegal Guns and has lobbied Washington repeatedly to beef up gun laws. What kind of gun laws do you want to beef up there, Mayor, that's going to keep a criminal from having a gun in his hand or getting one illegally and coming back and shooting your citizens? I mean, what gun law? What are you going just to ban all guns, take the guns away from people? Let's give a little example of that. Let's go to a first world country that we look up to, and many people think is, you know, the epitome of civility and polish. London, England, Great Britain. When the riots started and they went on and on and on and on, people's homes, people's businesses, people would break into, these thugs would break into their businesses, destroy their businesses, take anything they want, and then they would look at the people and taunt them and say, well, why don't you do something about it? Why don't you call the police? Oh, the police aren't here, are they? And then they would go on and destroy more and steal more and take more. Now, London has, and England has, some of the most restrictive gun laws in Europe. Nobody can have a gun. You can't even hardly have a pellet gun there. And yet, these people are destroying, and they're destroying property, they're destroying lives. And what are the people to do? There's not enough police. Can they defend themselves? No, they can't. The only way they could do it, and some of them did, was band together in vigilante groups to protect their neighborhoods. That's how bad it was. So here's Bloomberg. He's got 24 people shot, one fatally in 24 hours. That's horrible. But what else does it say? Is it because these people are criminals? Is this a mother of four that just picks up a weapon and starts to shoot and shoots 24 people? No. One person shot seven people at a party. Walked in and started shooting. Does that mean that we take the weapons away from everybody? What does he mean by more stringent gun laws? What does he mean by that? I mean, right now in New York City, you're not allowed to have a handgun that I know of. A felon is never supposed to have a weapon. And I'll bet you money right now that the people that did the shooting, there's probably a little police record following them. They can't even have ammunition. One of the sex offenders, one of our policemen found the other day, who hasn't, by the way, the sex offender hadn't registered in 3 years. When they found him, not only had he not registered, he also had drug paraphernalia and ammunition on him. Guess what he got charged with? All of that. Not registering, paraphernalia, and a felon having ammunition. So that's illegal. So what, Mayor Bloomberg, are you going to do? How can you make it any more stringent than what you have? It appears to me is that the cities with the most stringent gun laws have most of the violence. Maybe it's because they're large cities, and large cities have a different viewpoint of what constitutes civility and what exactly goes on in the cities. That you have when you have these, when you have the ability that a person cannot defend themselves, then a criminal can come up and shoot at you. How many instances of that? How many instances have people been able to save themselves because they had a weapon? All right, got to take a quick break here. It's 7:52 in the morning. It's Labor Day, and I was just on a little rant there. You know, don't go after the people that are legally owning weapons. Don't make it harder for us, Bloomberg. Go after the felons. Put them in jail. Take their right to own a weapon, which they've already lost because they're a felon, and put them in jail. This is Free Fire Radio.
I need cordless cutting shears to finish this vent work business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
I'm in the, if you can help my business, then you'll get my business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
9 a.m. Saturday, September 17th is Reading Recreation's Youth Triathlon and Health and Fitness Fair at Caldwell Park. Youths ages 5 to 18 are invited to swim, bike, run, and have fun at this beginner-friendly event. Everyone's invited to the fair to eat healthy goodies, win prizes, watch performances, and play games put on by local businesses committed to health and fitness. Prepare for the race at the triathlon prep camps on Saturday, August 27th and September 10th, and receive a substantial discount. Hurry, registration prices increase as the event draws nearer. Women, come join the Fitness and Adventure Club as we hike, bike, play tennis, and more starting Saturday, September 24th. Be part of a group of women of all ages and abilities in a guided and encouraging environment as we get active for free. Visit us at readingrecreation.org or call 225-4095 for more details and to register.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop Special. Mount Shasta Springwater. Naturally the best.
Thanks for the memory.
She entertained troops around the world with Bob Hope in the USO tour. Now Jan Daly will entertain you at the Cascade Theater on a benefit concert for the Shasta Family Justice Center. Bank of Commerce Reading is presenting Jan Daly September 9th at 7 p.m. Tickets on sale now at the Cascade Theater and online at ShastaFJC.org. Media sponsors include Results Radio, KCNR, The Record Searchlight, and WE Multimedia.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl Linda Bott, 7:56 in the morning. It's Labor Day, and we are laboring mightily. And you know what we're spending all of our time on is trying to figure, you know, is trying to say, we need to change how we ban people here, because, you know, in 2 years, going on 2 years, we, I think like two people have been banned, and both of them have been by accident. Maybe a third one. Bad Bob's wanted to ban 12 or 13 people, and I said, no. We don't ban them for that. So if it's a what's going on is we've got to find a way to unban them right here at our level instead of wait for the webmaster, because mistakes are made. And I didn't realize that that we, when we have somebody banned, somebody should give us a call. Our producers should give us a call so we can fix that.
Okay, we've got a few minutes before the 8 o'clock hour. I'm going to tell you about what's going on around town. And by the way, mark your calendars for the September 11th Memorial Ceremony in Shasta Lake City, of course. That starts at 5:30 p.m.
It's beautiful.
And it is going to be a candlelight ceremony, honoring, of course, the memory of those lost on September 11th. Hot dogs and drinks are going to be available, and the program actually begins at 6:30. So get out there early and get your parking place. Of course, I'm really excited because Carl is going to be speaking.
It's an honor to be asked.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Today, it seems like from 11 to 4, there is a 26th annual Labor Day picnic that's going to be happening out there in the main barbecue area. Tickets are going to be $3, and that's going to be a wonderful Labor Day picnic. Raffle prizes and, you know, family fun. September 9th is the Real Heroes of Shasta County Luncheon for the, it's called the Real Heroes Luncheon, Ordinary People, Extraordinary Effort. That is going to be at the Guy Hotel, and that is, of course, for the American Red Cross of Northern California. 12 o'clock p.m. Those are wonderful luncheons, by the way, and they usually just really go with people who have done exceptional things in the North State, and it's really a great feeling for all. You know what else is going on in town? Did you want to make an announcement? You've got something there.
Well, it's just that. What do you think of? I mean, saggy pants.
Oh, that's a good one.
The saggy pants. The Green Day frontman, Billy Joe Armstrong, was kicked off a Southwest Airlines flight for wearing his pants too low. He was just got kicked off. You know, he tweeted or whatever that is. He tweeted, not tweet. Or maybe he tweets, I don't know. No.
Tweak is,
okay.
Different
than tweet. Tweeted. Okay. Well, if you tweeted, would you say that you were
That was on the phone.
Today?
No, I was tweeting.
Okay, all right. Okay, never mind. All right. All the passengers were seated. We were ready to go. They already told us to start and turn our cell phones off. And of course, this is from the producer, and told to pull, and the flight attendant said, "Hey, pull your pants up. Don't you have better things to do to worry about that? Look, just pull up your pants, please." And he cursed. And well, I tell you what, that's right there gets you off the plane.
Giving a hard time to the air crew.
Yeah, well, you know
idea.
The thing, and it's against the federal law. And there are attendants out there, I'm sure, that are, again, are little bureaucratic thugs that will use this.
Well, when you say Green Day frontman, that's the band Green Day. That's
right.
So the guy's a rocker.
Right. Well, the thing it also too is that the politician in Florida who gave 200 belts to the schools because Florida passed a law that says you can't wear your pants too low. He says, how can you even show up for a for a work interview when you're hanging on your pants and they can see your underwear.
Well, now they're wearing them below their butt.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, down on the bottom of the curve.
I've got to take...
the top of the curve.
I got to take a break.
You're listening News coming up. To KZNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. Parts of the Gulf Coast flooded out.
I don't know. I've never seen water come up that high. People are wading through. It's up to their knees.
She's in Slidell, Louisiana, hit hard by what was Tropical Storm Lee, getting about a foot of rain.
We've already heard of two weather-related fatalities, one in Texas, one in Alabama, both involving incidents where people were getting in the water.
Elizabeth Brand in Biloxi, where the economy's taking a hit.
These beaches would normally be packed. We talked to a lot of casino owners who told us they would normally see anywhere from 90 to full capacity over this holiday weekend, and there's anywhere from 30 to 60%.
Now, the storm's remnants are moving inland. Flood warnings and watches up to New England. The day after touring Irene devastation in New Jersey, President Obama about to go to Detroit for a Labor Day rally. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live in Washington.
The president is going to Michigan to celebrate Labor Day, but labor doesn't have much to celebrate these days. Unemployment over 9% nationwide, nearly 11% in Michigan, and many union officials complain the president hasn't done enough to advance their interests. In a neighboring Wisconsin and other states, Republican governors are picking apart past union gains. The president will use this speech to test out the themes of his Thursday address to Congress, that the stalled jobs growth shows the need for a jobs initiative, and that Congress must get behind the one that he'll be unveiling on Thursday. Dave?
Mike, Texas Governor Rick Perry's campaigning in South Carolina, touting his record.
I'll put up against anybody running for the president of the United States, but particularly the current resident of the White House.
Perry has just backed out of a Republican candidates forum in South Carolina today. Mitt Romney, Michelle Bachmann, Ron Paul, Herman Cain, and Newt Gingrich will be there. But wildfires keep burning in Perry's state of Texas.
Today's going to be a tough day for our firefighters out there, and they're going to be working hard to try to get some of these under control.
April Saginaw with the Texas Forest Service. Dozens of fires broke out yesterday alone, and one fire southeast of Austin has burned down an estimated 300 homes. This is Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Every second, someone turns to OnStar for help.
OnStar Center, may I help you?
My vehicle was stolen while I was on vacation.
I'll try and do whatever I can to assist you.
What's the procedure for trying to locate my vehicle? Does the vehicle have to be running?
Well, we connect with the vehicle to retrieve the satellite location, whether it's on or off. May I have the stolen vehicle report number?
217.
Thank you very much for that information.
All right, when will you guys start the procedure?
We've already initiated location since this time.
If your car is stolen, OnStar can locate your car with GPS and help authorities recover it.
Hello?
Hi, this is OnStar. We just received confirmation from law enforcement that they have recovered your vehicle.
I am so happy. You guys just made my night. Thank you so, so very much.
You're welcome. I'm glad to help you out.
The safety of OnStar is now available for your car with new OnStar FMV. Add it to your car at Best Buy. Or visit OnStar.com for availability, system limitations, details, and a store near you. OnStar. Live on.
The Postal Service is in danger of default. That's the Postmaster General's warning if Congress doesn't act to help.
On the U.S. Postal Service website, a so-called white paper outlining proposed congressional action says, today, despite unprecedented cost and staffing reductions over the past decade, Postal Service is facing the equivalent of Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
Fox's Steve Santani.
They need to reorganize. While our business remains vital to the U.S. economy, they say we will be insolvent next month.
That's, again, as the post office wants to end Saturday service and close locations, laying off thousands of workers, but that needs Congress's approval. In Egypt, the former president back on trial today, and outside the court, protesters clashed with security forces. The judge did ban TV coverage of Hosni Mubarak's trial. He's charged with corruption and trying to kill demonstrators to quell the uprising that forced him out of office back in February. Libyan rebels keep hunting for Gaddafi, threatening to attack his loyalists in Gaddafi's remaining stronghold towns, as we learned that Libya's in-hiding ex-leader did look to China for help fighting.
A foreign ministry spokesman here in China says when Gaddafi's representatives came to Beijing looking to buy weapons, there was no deal that anyone in the government was aware of. But government officials' signatures are on the documents. Blogger Insight CEO Lucas Engelhart says China's netizens don't like either side.
Most of the Chinese don't seem to feel much connection to it. And at the end of the day, just see it as commerce. To quote one user, it's just business.
Meanwhile, China, which needs Libya's oil for its economic growth, continues to block release of Libyan assets at the UN. in Shanghai. Bill Marcus, Fox News Radio.
This may not bode well for Wall Street when they come back from the long holiday weekend tomorrow. There is a big sell-off going on overseas, a 5% drop in Germany, more than 4% in France, and futures way ahead of tomorrow's trading are well down as well. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl Lundebach.
Ooh, you're ready.
It's 0805 on September the 5th. It's Labor Day. We're here laboring. We're out here. But you know what? Our chat room
it's
got a lot of people in there. You got some new people in there, it looks like. Rusty, good morning. Of course, John and Angel and Son, I know you're out there listening. So we won't talk anymore
love
about that.
You.
Yeah, we may.
Currently 62 degrees. It's going to be high today. Temperature going to get up to about 96, mostly clear tonight with a low of around 63. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Charles Vallone is going to be out there this weekend with Bruce Kalen, a nice little duo. But let's go to the phones right now. Elizabeth, welcome to the program. Good morning.
Good morning.
I really liked your program yesterday.
Thank you. Aaron and I were a little grumpy when we started.
Why were you grumpy?
Well, you know, there's just so much stuff out there coming at us.
You know what? There's a lot of things going on, but the guy we're getting, it was Brad, with Brad Ficus, is that how I pronounce that? Brad?
I think you got it close.
Okay, something like that. But Pacific Justice?
Oh, Brad. Yeah, Brad Dacus.
Dacus.
The Pacific right. Justice Institute. Isn't he wonderful?
Yeah, we're working to have him on. We almost got him one time, and I think somehow we lost
that's
that.
That's a wonderful organization. Yeah. He started it, and it's a group of about 100 pro bono lawyers that fight for family rights. So they're
amazing.
A good group.
Amazing.
Yeah, and he'll be up here attending one of our Tea Party meetings, being our guest speaker in November. So.
Well, maybe we can...
Well, what's happening tonight?
Well, you know, tonight we're going to take it easy. We're just going to have a big, giant barbecue.
Well, that's kind of what we're doing today.
And talk politics.
And talk politics.
You're going to talk religion and politics and things like that, huh?
Yeah, so. we're going to be politically incorrect.
Okay.
Incorrect. Completely. So I would encourage anybody, I mean, you know, if you want to dispel all the rumors about... The demographics of the Tea Party movement, coming out and join us for a barbecue. We'll be throwing some hot dogs and hamburgers on the grill, and we have a lot of folks that love to cook, so they bring tons of food. So I really encourage anybody, don't worry about whether or not you bring a bag of chips, just drop on in and join us and get to know some folks.
Well, you know, it must be getting close to being election time because they're starting to drum up stuff about the Tea Party.
Yeah.
So it's interesting.
I do want to say a special thank you to the mainstream media for keeping us alive and well.
Yep. Well, Maxine Waters wants to see y'all hung from trees, I think.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
Whoa.
But then again, she just stated she wants $1 trillion+ put into a jobs program for America. So that shows where she's at.
Okay.
Boy.
So, okay, now where are you going to be at tonight?
We are going to be at 2570 South Bonneville Road. Previously the
Bonneville
Baptist Church, and now Destiny Fellowship.
Okay.
So come on out and join us.
All right, you are so wonderful, you Thanks. Guys. Keep us informed.
We will.
Okay.
We will. Thanks
you
for
have
all
a good day.
You do.
I would like to share with you.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
Thank you so much. Have a great day. Again, a lot of stuff we're covering today, like, for instance, stuff coming across the desk. I want to share with you the top 10 best-selling books for August, in case you're looking for that special read. What's everyone reading? Number one is The Help. You know, there's a new movie out called The Help. It's been out, actually, for probably almost a month now, by Catherine Stockett. Coveted, it seems. Obviously, it's number one on USA Today's best-selling books. Number two, The Hunger Games by Suzanne Collins. Third on the list is Heaven is for Real by Todd Burpo and Lynn Vincent. I believe we've been told we have to read that book by several friends. I think that's at Costco, too, if you wanted to get it. Or, you know, any way that you can shop local and stay local, of course, we're talking about that. Number four is A Stolen Life, you know, by J.C. Dugard. That should be interesting. Number five, The Confession by John Grisham. Six was Catching Fire by Suzanne Collins. Seven was Mockingjay by Suzanne Collins. How cool to have two number on the top 10 list. That's pretty cool. Number eight, One Day by David Nicholas. Number nine is Now You See Her by James Patterson and Michael Lewis. And 10 on the top selling books for August is Safe Haven by Nicholas Sparks.
Yeah, you know, one of our Elizabeth just joined the chat room, said she saw The Help this weekend. It was awesome. You know, I think I'd like to go
see
that.
It.
I do want to see that too. It's based on a book, and obviously, and yeah, I'd like to go see that.
Maybe but we saw Captain America instead in 3D.
Well, we snuck off.
I know.
You're not supposed to say that.
And you know what?
You know what? I just.
It was good.
That's okay. I mean, it was. It was Captain America.
Captain America in 3D.
It's time to take a break because I want to come back. I want to talk. It's time for another rant. Okay, get ready, everybody. This is about Operation Fast and Furious. But first, we're going to take a break.
Can I take a breath?
Take a breath because when we come back, I am. You know what? Our government. You know, here's the worst part about it, my friends, is they did it. They knew what they were doing. And it's. And they told people about it, and it still happened, no matter what the guy on the ground. Here's where it happens. The man on the ground, the man whose face is in the middle of this says, don't do this. Don't do this. And a bunch of suits did it, and it's cost us. How would you like the idea of arming a drug cartel with the equivalent of a Ranger battalion's weapons? Stand by. This is Free Fire Radio. She got Betty Davis eyes.
Fans, get ready for this star power showdown. Watch the much-talked-about Mayweather versus Ortiz match as they go head-to-head with 12 rounds in the ring for the WBC Welterweight World Championship. Broadcasted live on pay-per-view at the Wind River Casino Event Center. Saturday, September 17th at 6 p.m. Tickets are only $15, includes food. This event will sell out fast. Get your tickets now. Don't stop there. Go the distance and join DJ Sammy in Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge, bringing down the house as he is live in the mix with his premier video mixing, spinning all your favorites. If you've had a little too much fun, Wind River offers a free Safe Ride courtesy shuttle home from 6 p.m. to 3 a.m. that will take you anywhere within the Redding Anderson city limits. You must be 21 to attend. Great entertainment is coming your way with the pay-per-view Mayweather versus Ortiz bout, broadcasted live at Wind River Casino on Saturday, September 17th at 6 p.m. For more information on this action-packed night, log on to windriver.com or check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
When Chamber members tell us why they belong to the Chamber, they say things like, the Chamber helps me grow my business. Chambers like my own private marketing department helping me find customers. They keep me in touch with other member businesses that may turn out to be vendors from whom I can find high-quality product. Some of them even become customers of my own. Chamber provides these opportunities through our publications, events, seminars, literature distribution, and other programs. The mission of the Chamber is to stimulate a business climate in which our members grow their businesses. If you're a business owner in the Reading area, call us today at 225-4433 or visit our website at readingchamber.com for more information on how we can partner with you and your company's success.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Would you like to do something wonderful for a family member and at the same time give yourself the gift of a lifetime?
Consider a video project with Generation DVDs.
We walk gently down memory lane with our clients and help them record their stories for future generations. They look forward to our visits and love sharing old photos, mementos, and music to use in their special project.
Call 224-0953 or online at generationdvds.com. Generation DVDs, the gift of a lifetime.
Are you a vendor? Then get ready for the second annual Sundial Music Festival and Rib Cook-Off, coming September 9th through 11th to the Reading Convention Center. Look for such acts as Mark Chestnut, Papa Do Run Run, Paperback Writers Tribute to the Beatles. This event is absolutely free to the public. If you want to be seen by more than 15,000 people, then this is the chance as a vendor. Look at www.sundialmusicfestival.com or call 530-638-5493.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl on the bot. 8:15 in the morning. It's Labor Day, my friend, September the 5th. August has completely disappeared. And, okay, I just have to say it one more time. You know, in August, there was a net gain of zero jobs in the United States of America. Zero. Zero. And this week on the, I believe it's the 8th, isn't it, Bad Bob? The President of the United States is it the 8th or the 7th? He's going to give a speech about the economy, how he's going to fix the jobs. If I was Wall Street, I'd shut down on whatever the day is the next day, because every time President Obama opens his mouth about the economy, Wall Street tanks. Now, take it for what it's worth. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm just warning everybody. All right, let's talk about Operation Fast and Furious. Now, if you're not quite sure what that is not the movie with Vin Diesel. This is something that the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms came up with to give, to allow guns to flow across the border, the Mexican border, into drug cartels with this bright idea of, hey, we track the guns, then we can really get these guys. Well, the only problem is first of all, a lot of gun dealers didn't want to do it. No, you got to play along. The guys on the street, the ATF agents on the street that knew about this said, don't do this. This is not a good idea. And the one person who seems that didn't even know about this was the Mexican government. Now, if you can imagine this over this, you know how many weapons went across the border? They gave enough guns to outfit a Ranger regiment, plus 34 50 caliber sniper rifles, more than a Marine battalion uses. And did the White House know about it? Yes. They've got emails now that one of the advisors on the National Security, at least one of them on the National Security Council there, or National Security Advisors, knew about it because the guy from ATF was telling them about it. They have emails. Now, these weapons are the ones that are being used against not only Mexican authorities and police and innocent people. They've been used against Americans. The ATF agent that was killed down there was with one of these weapons. The question is how many people were in on this thing? They have reassigned, get this, reassigned a couple of these people that were in charge of this thing. Reassigned them. I don't know where you come from, but on something like this, reassigned? Why don't you just give them a one-day notice, pack your stuff, you're fired. Why don't they just do that? And then, the Senate committee is investigating this. They said there's so much more to this. But imagine this, my friends. Enough weapons flowed across the border to equip a Ranger regiment. 30 50 caliber sniper rifles went across. Having seen those and worked with those are pretty awesome weapons. To have 30 of them just kind of like go across the border without any, and they don't even know where they're at. That's the other thing, of course. They don't know where they're at. Operation Fast and Furious, something else brought to you by the Obama administration.
Well, in case you Carl just pointed at me, and I've been wanting to talk about this, this local thing.
Yeah.
Well, we found out about this, and of course, if you're driving by YMCA today and you see a big van or a mobile unit out in front, it's Stanford Research that is going to be here in town, and it seems that they're taking about 45-minute interviews because there's such a difference in dialects. And this is a Stanford study that's going on about the dialects between the northern state and the southern state. And they're trying to do kids between 18 and 24 months. They want to record how they connect their words and their meanings. researchers use a long while listening procedure in which toddlers look at pictures of familiar objects while listening to the names of one of the pictures and how they gaze at the pattern. So this is an actual, your vowels. And, you know, it's interesting that the reason I found this so interesting is because, you know, of course, in the movies, the dialects, you can tell if somebody is, you know, from Southern California, they remember the Valley Girl. And there would be a whole, like, sound of how people put things together. Even Carl, as many times as Carl's traveled, his mother is from Kentucky. He lived in the South. And every now and then, the Southern drawl will come out in a vowel.
I have no idea what y'all are talking about.
You don't say y'all. But every now and
then. I do say y'all.
Well.
He does on occasion.
Rarely. But how y'all do? Okay. So the 13-member team arrives today in Reading and will spend 2 weeks documenting the diversity of language and life in Reading. I just find that fascinating.
We have a great diversity of life. You know what? Reading, you know, you read the front page today. We're going to talk, you know, we're talking about that, you know, we're saving a lot of money because, the people that work for the city government, they're taking furloughs, but they're pitching in, hey, I'm going to pay for this, pay for that, you know. And so we're saving money in the city of Reading. Then we had on somebody last week, and this, right, we're going to take a break here in a second, Les Melberg. Les Melberg is sold on Reading. Mm-hmm. He believes there's so many good things about Reading. And he's not the only one. We've had other businessmen in here that have said, you know, Reading is a good place. We can turn the corner here. We can make this into a great place. I mean, it's a great place to live for many, many people.
And according to Dave Benda's article yesterday, you know,
the innovations.
We're talking about good. The cleaners, Village Cleaners and Cobblestone Cleaners, and the other one, I think A1 Prestige. They're opening a new cleaners downtown because they are predicting as well, we want to be in the hubbub.
Of
downtown Reading.
That's
what's
right.
Going on. Coming back, we're going to be talking about another company that's going to be opening here on another place to dine. And go ahead, Bob.
Just a real quick observation. We went to see that show with the animal guy. And,
you did?
Yes.
It was how was it?
Pretty good show, rather short. So afterwards, we went out to dinner and walked downtown. And the life and the energy of downtown was just right there around the corner of California at California at Placer.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Did they have kids get up? I'm sorry.
Did the bird fly in the
show? Oh, yes. Right okay. Over our heads.
Yeah, okay. Did they have the tarantula on stage?
Oh, yes. They've been working that bird flying for months.
Wow. Yeah.
So. Had the gator, and they brought a lot of kids on stage. It was a great show. But, no, downtown has got a good energy to it right now, whole area.
It does. And it's not a bunch of drunks down there, you know, as some people think. And it's not. It's this town has come up. We got to take a break here. But, you know, Reading has so much to offer here. Carl Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Hey, the folks at Tobacco and Brew just got back from the Las Vegas Cigar Show. Now through October 30th, Tobacco and Brew is offering the new Vega Fina cigar at 15% off. They're going to be featuring those cigars at the Big Bike Weekend at their cigar event on October 6th, starting at 6 p.m. Vega Fina is one of the most sought-after Dominican cigars in Europe. And let's not forget the stinky cigar ashtrays. Uh-huh. Those are perfect for outdoor, all stainless steel, and hold large cigars. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. That number again is 244-7873.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Hi, it's Bob Belongi, owner of Belongi Entertainment Enterprises and co-host of Boomer Tech Radio. Remember those old-style camcorders? Yeah, they were big and bulky, but they were so great for capturing memories of vacations, birthdays, weddings, school sports, and other memories. Now, there's just one problem. It's getting harder and harder to find something to play those tapes on, and forget about making a good copy that you can share with family and friends. And not only that, your tapes are dying. The more time that goes by, the harder it will be to save those memories for the future. Belongi Entertainment Enterprises can convert your old VHS videos, audio cassettes, reel-to-reel tapes, and records to DVD and compact discs that are easy to back up, easy to duplicate, and will last for decades when properly stored. Save those memories. Call Belongi Entertainment Enterprises at 223-3515. That's 223-3515.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio. Linda and Carl Bob.
I love this song. This reminds me of 1969.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Advantage Eye Care and Dr. Joseph Leah, 1751 Hartnell Avenue. Write down this number, 223-2325. He is our optometrist. You've only got two eyes. People, if you're going to go see an optometrist, and you probably should on a regular basis, go down and see Joe Leah. He's been in Reading for 20 years, on-site lab. His people are friendly, professional. They've got every type of lens that you can imagine. Start your, if your children, what if your children have an eye problem and you just didn't notice it? He's going to find that. So he's also offering a brand new series of
glasses. There's a great, how it's summer series or winter series is coming along. And if you have a dry eye or irritable eyes, the wraparound cocoon style that actually suction cups around so you don't get that debris in there. He's got an incredible amount of Wiley Climate Control Series eyewear in there now. Which is, really some, I'm looking at about 10 different styles here. So check it out if you want to get your...
If you're riding a motorcycle.
It's really important. And we know that we went on a 1,000-mile bike ride. There were a couple people who had eyeglasses on that were really cute. They were cute eyeglasses, women that I'm talking about, but they had irritable eye.
Right.
And we irritated had
Wiley,
eye.
And we had Wiley, and we had no problem.
Yes, absolutely. Okay.
That's also for skiing and bike riding of everything like that. Wiley's, and you can get them down at Dr. Joseph Leah's.
And we're going to be talking this morning, of course, with a bunch of events that are going on. You know that we've got Mary's Pizza Shack downtown is going to be doing a grand opening here. And this is actually for the family. It's their 19th unit Italian restaurant. It's a company, but they, of course, we know the one in Anderson. So when they open, which is, I just got a press release, they opened actually in 1959. They are going to be having a place for at least about 110 guests, 23 tables, and 7 days a week, which we love. They're going to have party trays available and takeout and delivery.
Yes, well, down in Anderson there at the Outlet Center, Mary's Pizza Shack has been very active in community activities down there. They have a strong commitment to the community, unlike a lot of chains.
They bring in, people can go down there. I've seen things held at Applebee's and stuff. That's a national chain, yet people can go down there and do fundraisers. They give a percentage of how much money they come in. But also, of course, Mary's, tobacco and brew. This area up here helps people, and which with the way the economy is and all that, you have to. Okay, we've got other things going on. This coming weekend's going to be a big weekend.
Yeah,
this,
we have
September
a lot of,
11th.
Absolutely, on September 11th, on Sunday, obviously, from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., is the 59th Annual Asphalt Cowboy Community Barbecue, and that's in the Lake Redding Park. $7 for the barbecue. There's going to be a live auction from 1 to 3. You can, I think that's the drive-thru, that famous drive-thru. drive-through. Yep. You can drive-through and get tri-tipper chicken salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread. You need to go to Lake Redding Park, drive-through, spend your $7. Of course, it goes to all the fundraisers and all the... Hey, and you know, if there was ever a catastrophe in town, who's going to be there with all the tables and chairs?
You betcha.
Well, Asphalt Cowboys, but then, you know, you can get all of these. You can go down and see the Wall of Honor. You can hit the barbecue, and then you come on down to city of Shasta Lake. And for the, you know, for the 9/11 ceremony, where they actually have parts or steel from the World Trade Center there.
It's very...
And it's just, I mean, every time we go there, it is just a great, great service.
And, of course, the sunrise observance at the giant American flag put on by the Lions.
There you go. And that's that morning. That you're absolutely right. And we're going to be talking about all of those this week. So we want to get a lot of people out. We want to be talking about this. We want to talk about the, you know, paying or remembering what happened 10 years ago. Sunday, America under attack. Where were you that day? We're going to be talking about that Friday a lot.
And most of this week.
We're going to be talking all this week about that. Yeah, this is Carl Lindebot. We come back. Wild Hogs. We're going to be talking about Keith Olbermann and Hot Wings. I mean, how can I tie those together? Stay tuned and watch. This is Free Fire Radio.
Fox News Radio, I'm Kirsten McNary. President Obama en route to a Union Labor Day rally in Detroit. Sunday, he visited flood-stricken Wayne and Patterson, New Jersey.
Whether it's a tornado in Joplin, Missouri, or a hurricane that affects the Eastern Seaboard, then we come together as one country and we make sure that everybody gets the help that they need.
Lee, not a tropical anything anymore, but still a problem for the Gulf Coast.
It's still raining hard and flooding out neighborhoods. Some outlying suburbs of New Orleans were built outside the levee system.
Those people are stranded. We've sent airboats to check on them. There's a lot of people back there. They're okay.
As Plaquemines Parish President Billy Nungesser, to the east in Mississippi, suspected tornadoes roughed up a few homes. Flash flood warnings are still in effect all the way to Florida.
Fox News Radio's Evan Brown. Forecasters say Hurricane Katia could affect the East Coast later this week. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Enjoy summer evenings at one of the most beautiful venues in the North State. Plan a trip to Anselmo Vineyards for their summer music series underway now. Check the website at anselmovineyards.com for upcoming concert dates and artists. Enjoy the beautiful short 20-minute drive out to Anselmo Vineyards. Come early and enjoy a delicious dinner and sample award-winning Anselmo wines with your meal. And something new. Anselmo Vineyards is now open Sunday nights for wine tasting and dinner, and Thursday nights for handcrafted pizza prepared in their own outdoor pizza oven. Ask about the new Anselmo Vineyards event pavilion and special horseback riding adventures. Call 474-5546. That's 474-5546 for more details. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Yak's Live Art moves from the Discovery Village patio to the Cascade Theater Friday, September 16th from 7 to 10 p.m. for a North State music and art experience featuring Garrett Viggers and the Thin Places Band, Clear Cut Unplugged, Stephanie Foose and the Jazz Collectives, Mark Cooper, the Jefferson Bagpipers, and live painting by Chico artist Dylan Tellison and Reading artist Juan Edards. This is a one-of-a-kind event. Tickets are $18 to $30 at cascadetheater.org or call the box office at 243-8877.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and one of my favorite places to work out is Adamson's Peak Performance.
And right now, they've got a Skinny Jean Boot Camp. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, we are launching the Skinny Jeans Boot Camp Challenge. The Skinny Jeans Challenge takes boot camp to the next level. It is a women's-only, small-group, personal training program incorporating weight training, metabolic training, and a nutritional plan.
Okay, what does that mean?
Well, it essentially means that we're using weight training to increase strength, rev your metabolism, and decrease body fat.
Sounds like the perfect cocktail.
Absolutely.
So where do we go from here? Who do we contact and how do we get hooked up?
You can contact Steve at Adamson's Peak Performance, 221-8006, and ask to take the challenge to reshape your female body and drop 2 jean sizes in a 12-week period.
Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli next to Yak's.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabot, 8:35 in the morning. It's Labor Day, September 5th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. You know, you can call in and tell us what's in your craw. And we're streaming and chatting on KCNR1460.com.
That was one of your original statements. That's when you first started on the radio. Yeah,
got something stuck in your craw?
And somebody took offense. They wasn't there. They were not sure with that. Could you explain today on this Labor Day?
At some point after I do this, I do this advertising.
I want you to remember, what is a craw?
I know what a craw is.
Well, you do, but some people might
this
not.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. And Cypress Square Barbershop, give great haircuts, great prices. Take a step back in time, my friends. You walk in, great prices. They give discounts to veterans, magazines, great conversation, nothing lewd, no lewd magazines or anything like that, no lewd pinups. You don't have to worry about those kind of things. What you have is just a great place to get your haircut. DC and Tim and the Man in Black, like I said, they give discounts to veterans. They support our community. It's man's last stronghold. If you need a haircut, and every time Bad Bob, I and many of our friends and associates need a haircut or a beard trim or something like that, we head on down to Cypress Square Barbershop. Again, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Now, you know, we talk about feral hogs on a rampage in Texas where there's hundreds of thousands of them, if not a million. New York. That's right. The state of New York is having their own rampage of wild hogs. It seems like they've worked their way up the coast, as they will. Plus, one of the things they've got is people are breeding feral hogs and letting other people hunt them. Well, what's happening is some of the feral hogs are getting away, and they are out rooting and eating and trespassing everywhere up there. And it appears that there's, since they have no natural enemies, that they will have 12 to 15 little piglets. And every one of those piglets grows up and become another feral hog that they're having a problem. So they're talking about banning feral hogs from New York State. I think they probably have a better chance of banning feral hogs than they would of, other things. However, farmers are fighting it and saying, wait a minute. We're using these hogs, farmers and ranchers. And the thing about it is that probably people are paying them $1,000 to hunt them on their property. Out here in California, these wild hogs that you pay $20, I think it's $20 to get a hog tag, maybe less. They're being charged, people are being charged $500, $600 to hunt these hogs on people's lands. $500 or $600 for something that should be, you know, that the Fish and Game Department just said, well, we need to exterminate these or keep them under control. And you're never going to do that as long as people are paying $500 a piece to go out and hunt them. And in fact, New York State did say, hey, hunters, when you're out there, you see them, shoot them. Now, some of the other environmentalists will say they're not going to be a big problem because of the winters. That places like California, Texas, and all the places in the South don't have such harsh winters, so they can do that. Okay, there's your wild hogs. Let's go to New York and Wild Wings, Hot Wings. They had the Hot Wings Eating Championship of the World, well, at least of Buffalo, New York, up there. And a woman they call the Black Widow ate 183 chicken wings. She ate 183 chicken wings in like 12 minutes. Just knocked off everybody. Now, when you picture somebody eating that many chicken wings, how big is this woman? How big would you say she is? Go on, Bad Bob. Give me a guess.
Having seen some of these contests, she probably weighs in at maybe 120 pounds max.
100 pounds. This woman weighs 100 pounds and ate 183 chicken wings in like 12 minutes. And they call her the Black Widow because... No, you want to know why they call her the Black Widow? Because she destroys the guys that come up to compete against her.
I love it.
She kills them. All right, now my last part here. Oberman. I told you I was going to tie
Go
in.
Go for it.
Okay. Keith Oberman, who is probably one of the most liberal show hosts, you'd say, in the United States, and was even asked to leave MSNBC, or so people say. Oberman is upset with Obama. And when you get Keith Olbermann upset with Obama, there has got to be the writing on the wall right there. Oh, my God, what did Obama do? Well, you know, he held off on this on the EPA thing, which would have destroyed, you know, added $90 billion of fines and changes to our industries right now, which right when we're in the middle of this recession, right when we're not hiring anybody. And Obama said, well, maybe not so fast. Maybe we can go back and look at that. Well, Olbermann just went berserk among that and other things. And so Keith Olbermann, wild hogs, and eating chicken wings, in one segment.
I'm picturing Keith Olbermann covered with chicken wings running from a pack of wild hogs and the Black Widow.
Well, maybe he's... How about this? How about Keith Olbermann running with chicken wing sauce all over him, being chased by the Black Widow? I like that one even better.
Okay, here's one. And this is exactly why if you have an animal or if you have a dog, you need to microchip them, okay? Period. If you ever want to see him again. So this is a really touching story. It seemed that a Maltese dog that disappeared more than a year ago after a fatal car crash in New Mexico was returned to surviving family members in Michigan. The crash in June last year killed Gary Benson and his daughter, Emily. Afterward, his wife and four surviving children searched unsuccessfully for the family pet named Caesar. Monica Benson told New Mexico's Quay County Sun she posted a picture of Caesar and her son, Benjamin, in Benjamin's hospital room while then 18-month-old recovered, and he kept asking, "Where's the dog?" A volunteer at a shelter in New Mexico contacted Benson after scanning a microchip in Caesar earlier this month. So the end of the story, which is very good. He was returned to his family Saturday, and it was a wonderful thing to have a family member back after such a tragedy. This is a good reason why we like to microchip and totally advocate microchipping your dog or cat.
Wow. Hey, you know, that is a good one to end on this one for the segment. When we come back, we're going to talk about, is Craigslist being used to lure people in that are doing part-time work to get arrested by the police? And we'll talk about this, about a story somebody just sent to us, and just kind of take a look at it. And we're going to come back and talk also about, is it wrong? I mean, should a school district who believes in something, when they're taken to court, should they stop because the ACLU has unlimited funds to fight and they don't, so they have to back down because they don't have the money to fight it? It's happening right here. Shasta County. This is Free Fire Radio.
Today, big trucks and motorhomes are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh over 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of smaller machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium-sized vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got bigger and motorhomes became more popular. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Good morning, 8:45 in the morning. Yes, we are live here on Labor Day. We're going to give you a little history before we close the show again. What is Labor Day? Ow, walking on sunshine. You know, people are off. There's a lot of almost everything in the government is, well, all government closed today. I mean, I think the only thing that's open are the malls and the theaters. And we're here.
And us.
And currently 71 degrees. 71 right now if you're just tuning in. 8:45 here on KCNR 1460. Thank you so much. Give us a call this morning. Let us know what you're going to do on this Labor Day. If there's something that we haven't covered, it's open line, guys. We've got just about 15 minutes left, and it's yours. If you've got something that's up your craw you want to talk about or just share, let's do it. Today, of course, the 5th of September.
And you're right. And you know, and we do. We have people coming in personal messages and messaging us on the chat pack. And it appears that down in, they think it was Cottonwood. There's a guy that works part-time on cars and stuff like that. That, you know, on Craigslist, they said need somebody to help put in their brakes or something. So when the guy shows up down there and the woman hands him the brake pads, according to this, a policeman comes out and arrests him for operating without a permit.
Oh.
And, yeah.
Now, that's like a sting.
That's exactly what it was. It was a sting. And, you know, the thing is let's talk about that. Okay, he was operating without a permit, so he's taking business away from the big, you know, like a permitted business, like a brake place.
Well, no, let's talk. It's legal.
What they're saying, unless you have a permit, it isn't. Without a business permit saying you can do it. Now, the thing about it is, if you read all the papers and all these articles, and we were going to talk a little bit about it, we didn't have time, but the big problem right now, besides unemployment, is underemployed. You've got people that are working part-time, and businesses will not hire because they're not sure of the future. So you've got people that are working, instead of 40 hours a week, they may be working 20 hours a week. So they're doing other jobs, too. So obviously this gentleman or woman, I don't know who it was doing car repairs on the side.
Okay, I have a question to ask about this. Go ahead. I know. I'm sorry. Go.
And so what had happened is that when he did it, police gave him a ticket for arresting him. I don't know if they can arrest you, but they can give you a ticket maybe or whatever they do for operating without a permit.
Is this the most effective use of our limited law enforcement resources?
Well, you know, I'm looking at this is that if somebody was operating, a business, that does this kind of work.
Let me just, okay, here's my question. Here's my argument, and I'm curious to get the weigh-in from our listeners. Yes, we know how important it is to go through what it is, the legal, again, it's being legal with what you're doing. However, what about the guy who wants to mow your lawn, or the kid that you want to have help, you know, give them money to pull weeds, or somebody who wants to wash your windows, or somebody who wants to do work and they need work? This gets down to, again, that nanny state where you're overlooking everything, and nobody can really, without, how much is the license perhaps to do breaks?
I know how much the license is for us here, and whatever they base it on. But what they're saying here is that maybe if it's under $500, it's okay. I mean, I don't know if that's true or not. I almost hate saying it, but that's something to find out. Is if what if I go help somebody on their, you know, and do their garden for them. And I don't have a business permit, but, you know, they pay me $250 or $300 for this. Does this mean that I have to get a, you know, that's somebody. I tell you what we're going to do. We'll have somebody in here from the people who do permitting and say, yeah, just what exactly do people need permits for? And I can say this because we have a permit and I have it right up on the wall.
Yeah.
I wonder if this comes into what it is to be bonded or insured.
Well, that's the other
thing,
too.
Let's say somebody's doing work for you and they're not bonded. You know, it's like I said, it's the fix-it guy down the street who hasn't become bonded. What are the ramifications today in our Sue Happy society?
How many people are out doing things like this because the economy is just so terrible that they're doing anything? You know, the guys used to have construction companies are out there doing fix-its because it's a way of making money.
I will say that it might, you know, from a consumer standpoint, it might not be the smartest idea in the world to have somebody of dubious qualification working on your brakes.
Well, that's the thing. I've actually had my brake pads put in backwards one time. It doesn't slow it down too much. I don't even know how you can do that, but it was done wrong. Okay, before we take a break, Shasta High School District. You remember when they did the drug testing? It used to be one thing if you were playing football, you're on competitive sports, and then they said, well, look, if you're going to represent our school and our community, whether it's band or the chess club or theatrics or whatever, you too can be, you know, you too should be tested for drugs. Well, they started fighting this one, and the ACLU jumped into it. And Shasta Union High School District has given up its 3-year battle to implement a mandatory drug testing policy for students participating in extracurricular activities. Frankly, I think it's fine. If you're going to, you know, if you're going to participate in extracurricular activity, if it's going to have anything to do with the high school, if you're going to be transported, if it talks for time, if it talks for the use of state and government facilities and our taxpayers' facilities, why not just have them tested? But it would be the district policy, which would have expanded mandatory testing, is in the best interest, they said. However, this was fought by, you know, some of the parents, and the ACLU filed a lawsuit asking a judge to issue the injunction. And in May 2009, Judge Monica Marlowe issued the injunction. She said that the district's policy was not consistent with the California Constitution and Supreme Court decision. Well, seeing that Monica has issued other ones that, you know, have been, you know, on the kind of the other side of this too, saying is that it didn't meet the Constitution, like the one for the library. But the big thing here, the district has maxed out its legal insurance coverage of $100,000, and they don't have any more money. So ACLU wins because it's table stakes. They had the money on the table, and Shasta County couldn't, you know, didn't. So no matter if Shasta County School District was right, it makes no difference if they were right. They don't have the money to fight it. And so Deep Pockets of ACLU wins because of that. Got to take a break.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first five classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
Thanks for the memory.
She entertained troops around the world with Bob Hope in the USO tour. Now, Jan Daly will entertain you at the Cascade Theater on a benefit concert for the Shasta Family Justice Center. Bank of Commerce Reading is presenting Jan Daly September 9th at 7 p.m. Tickets on sale now at the Cascade Theater and online at ShastaFJC.org. Media sponsors include Results Radio, KCNR, The Record Searchlight, and WE Multimedia.
North State Living, it's a good life forged by generations of determined, hardworking, independent pioneers and patriots like you. At Scott Valley Bank, we know when we work together, we make our good life better. We stand by our customers, strong, trustworthy, and proud, powered by their hopes and dreams, ready for the next challenge. Discover the Scott Valley Bank advantage today, serving Reading at 185 Hartnell across from Raley's. Scott Valley Bank, locals helping locals since 1858, member FDIC.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. ADHD is one of the most common childhood disorders and can continue through adolescence and adulthood. Individuals with ADHD suffer with a neurologically based motivation disorder. While they can focus on things they find interesting, they have difficulty motivating themselves to concentrate on things they find boring, like chores or homework. Individuals with ADHD are easily distracted, disorganized, forgetful, and inattentive. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, Oma Free Fire Media, 855. You know it's Labor Day, my friends, and thank you so much for joining us today. You have a choice, and we always appreciate when you come here. And, you know, Philip, Max, Big Brad, Angel, Sungold, I know you're out there listening if you're not on here. Gosh, who else? We've had, you know, John and Jaws and, you know, it's
the coffee just, clatch.
Yeah, there's so many, you know, and you're right. You know, one of these times we're going to do a remote from someplace and we're going to, you know, the chat pack, come on down, get you all down there and we'll buy you a cup of coffee.
Okay,
not,
the first.
Not breakfast, of course, just a cup of coffee.
It is Labor Day, and I just wanted, for those of you who maybe tuned in the latter part of the show, the first big Labor Day in the United States was observed on September 5th, 1882, by the Central Labor Union of New York. It was first proposed by Peter J. McGuire of the American Federation of Labor in May 1882. Usually, traditionally, it's celebrated symbolic and the last day of summer. And, of course, we sit in high society. In the old days, Labor Day was considered the last day of the year when it was fashionable for women to wear white. However, we like to break the rules. It's a big day today, Labor Day.
Okay, hey, we're number one. We're number
national
one.
National holiday.
We're number one. The U.S. debt held by public tops $10 trillion for the first time, up 59% under President Obama. Can you imagine the next president coming in? It was all Obama's fault. It was all Obama's fault. That earthquake, it was the Obama fault. Oh, okay, it's an old joke. For the first time in the history of the country, the publicly held debt of the federal government topped $10 trillion, according to the U.S. Treasury. During Obama's presidency, debt held by the public has now increased by $3.71694 trillion, or almost 59% from the $6 trillion in debt held by the public the government owed its creditors on January 20, 2009, when President Obama was inaugurated. And, oh, guess who owns $6.1 trillion of that debt? The Chinese, the Japanese, and the Federal Reserve. Anyway, what can I say, my friends? It's You know, he can blame it. And I heard that the other day. Well, you know, we inherited this. Nothing that we did, of course, had anything to do with it. Okay, let's talk good news here. Got a lot of things going on this week. The war in Iraq in August, in case you hadn't heard it, that there was not one American fatality during the month of August in Iraq. That, of course, is, you know, that of course contrasts with the 66, the most killed in Iraq and in Afghanistan since the war began 10 years ago during August. But in Iraq, they're winding down in the same plan that I saw 5 or 6 years ago. That's what they're doing, and they're leaving. The fighting in Libya hopefully has close to ceasing. However, there's still the mopping up operations there. Hopefully we can get out of that without being damaged at all. And hopefully everybody's going to have a great day today. We got, like I said, a lot of things coming on. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about our warriors coming home and post-traumatic stress and some things to do there. Asphalt Cowboys are coming in, and we're going to whoop it up with them. And the rest of this week, we're going to have Chief Hansen's going to be on, Jan Daly, who's going to be in concert. We're going to be talking, of course, city council meetings. We're going to be talking a lot of different things that are heading up this week.
It's going to be a great week. And again, we're going to have tickets all week. We're giving away for the Jan Daly concert, which is Friday night.
That's right. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
My ground.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. A wildfire that's torched 300 homes southeast of Austin, Texas, is still raging along a 16-mile front. Bastrop County officials just holding a news conference saying they're fighting it from the air because it's just too dangerous on the ground. One of dozens of wildfires plaguing the drought-stricken state. Forecasters still keeping close watch on Hurricane Katia out in the Atlantic and what's left of Tropical Storm Lee. As what's left of Tropical Storm Lee heads further inland from the Gulf Coast, Fox News Radio's Eben Brown is tracking these live in Miami.
Lisa, Katia is a strong Category 2 hurricane with 110-mile-an-hour winds. That's on the verge of jumping to Category 3. Forecasters say she'll do that later today, but the forecast track has her swinging back to the northeast and staying far away from the U.S. coast, though wind and surf will be picking up a bit. Meanwhile, the remnants of Tropical Depression Lee are still raining down on the U.S. Gulf Coast.
We're going to the store, and we're going to be kayaking back to the house.
Now, people from Louisiana to Florida are still warned of flash floods, Lisa.
Thanks, Eben. President Obama will talk jobs on this Labor Day, en route right now to Detroit, an area that's home to the highest unemployment rate in the nation. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz is live in Washington.
We expect this speech to be a bit of a preview of the president's address to Congress this Thursday. The president